Michigan Radio's Am I Curious project looks into the questions that you want answered about our state. And Michigan Radio's Mark Brush is with us now. Hello again, Mark.
Hey, Cindy. How you doing?
Good. And Am I Curious question asker Jeff Salisbury joins us. Hello, Jeff.
Well, good afternoon, everyone.
Good to have you with us. So what was your question, Jeff, that you wanted Michigan Radio to investigate?
My curiosity was piqued about the subject of how many Michigan lawmakers in the Michigan House and Michigan Senate currently have youngsters who attend public schools in Michigan.
And what made you want an answer to that question, Jeff?
Well, I think there is such a thing as we know there is such a thing as empathy. And I believe there's a specific brand of empathy that I call political empathy. And that requires that lawmakers have some familiarity, intimate familiarity, with the subjects about which they are going to be making laws. And because I'm a retired school teacher, 30 years nearly, I have watched during my career and post-career so many rules and regulations and unfunded mandates seemingly prescribed by individuals who lack the expertise in the area of professional education.
So, Mark Brush, this took a lot of legwork from a lot of Michigan radio reporters getting these answers from all 148 Michigan lawmakers. What'd you find out?
Yeah, well, first of all, I just wanted to say that Jeff isn't the only one that wanted an answer to this question. By far and away, this is the most popular question on our Am I Curious website. Received hundreds of votes, tons of comments. People really want to know what's the background of these lawmakers. So, yeah, we looked into it, and what we found was that the majority of lawmakers do not have school-age kids right now. About three-quarters of them do not have K through 12 school-age kids, and about a quarter of them, this is of those who responded, about a quarter of them do have kids in schools.
So the ones that do.
So of those that responded, there are 28 of them that said, yes, I do have kids, K through 12 kids. About 22 of those were in traditional public schools, three in private, two in charter, and one that homeschools their kids.
Jeff, did this surprise you?
It did not.
Because?
I suspected that there would be a goodly number, Mark will certainly speak to that, there were a goodly number who refused to participate in the survey altogether, but I was not surprised that there would likely be a disconnect between Lansing and traditional public schools in Michigan.
And Mark, there were a number of lawmakers who declined to answer these questions, no?
Yeah, we had a decent response rate, so we had about 80% who responded and 20% that didn't respond. So yeah, we gave them a simple survey. We followed up with many phone calls, and it took a lot of legwork, like you said. We had about 14 reporters working on this, calling the offices. And we had a good number that just flat refused to answer this simple question.
You also, Mark, looked into the educational backgrounds of the lawmakers themselves. What did you learn?
Yeah, so there we asked them, what type of school did you attend? And the majority of them, three-quarters who responded, said that they went to traditional public schools. About 10% went to private schools. Another 10% went to both. You know, they combined up with private and public during their careers. One was homeschooled, and one was educated in a one-room schoolhouse.
That's an intriguing artifact from the past.
Yeah.
So Jeff Salisbury, what does this make you think? Is this helpful for you to better understand where lawmakers are coming from?
Yes. I think it does give us something of a prescription or a formula how to assess lawmakers, if not their intent, something that's an overriding principle or set of principles that's guiding them. That's different than those of us who are professional or were professional educators.
And Mark, I know we need to know, we've tossed around lots of data here, but all the data and all this information is on the website at michiganradio.org.
Yeah, so we basically have taken this data and broken it down into interactive infographics for you and color-coded maps that show, kind of breaks down by district.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Mark Brush and Jeff Salisbury, Am I Curious question asker. Thank you very much for asking your question and for being with us today on Stateside.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
And thank you.